Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. If you're trying to stay current with the complex topics your students are reading about, maybe in sources like The Juice, we're here to help.
Yeah, we've looked at the source material they're seeing today. Our goal is really just to give you a quick clear summary.
And maybe spark some ideas for conversation.
No.
So let's jump in. First up, something happening in, well, the snack aisle.
Right. It's about food dyes. Big companies think General Mills, Kraft Heinz, even Walmart, they're planning to remove synthetic food dyes from lots of products.
Things like Cap'n Crunch, Doritos, Mountain Dew. That sounds like a pretty big shift. By 2027, is it?
That's the plan. And it seems like it's really about consumers pushing for more natural ingredients. Plus, you know, there have been studies linking some artificial dyes to health concerns.
Like ADHD in kids, I think I saw mentioned.
Exactly. So companies are adapting. Frito-Lay, for example, is apparently using things like turmeric and paprika now to keep the colors bright.
Interesting. So a point to maybe discuss with students is, you know, how much power do consumers really have? And maybe what makes them think of food as healthy?
Good questions. Okay, moving from consumer demand to, the demand for faster delivery, let's talk robots.
Ah, the DoorDash.robot.
That's the one. They're testing it out in the Phoenix area right now, Tempe and Mesa specifically. It's basically a small automated vehicle for food delivery.
Okay, and it's designed for what, shorter trips?
Yeah, simple short distance stuff. It can go up to about 20 miles per hour, carry maybe 30 tons of food. It's part of that whole automation trend we're seeing.
Like Uber Eats with their drones and self-driving cars.
Exactly. Now, analysts say Dot won't totally replace human drivers. You still need people for tricky deliveries or longer routes. But it does raise questions.
Like how automation might affect service jobs pretty soon. And, you know, what's the trade-off? Speed versus handling real-world complexities.
Definitely things to think about. Okay, let's shift now to the global stage. There's a major development reported regarding the Gaza conflict.
A step towards a ceasefire.
It seems so. The sources describe an agreement between Israel and Hamas on the first phase of a ceasefire deal. This was brokered partly under the Trump administration.
Okay, and what does this first phase involve?
An immediate stop to the fighting and a significant prisoner exchange. We're talking about 20 Israeli hostages plus the remains of 28 others for around 2,000 Palestinian prisoners.
That sounds significant, but the sources mentioned disagreements remain.
Oh, absolutely. Big ones. Things like how and when Israeli troops would withdraw, the whole issue of Hamas disarmament, and the very difficult question of potential Palestinian statehood, which parts of the Israeli government oppose.
So a mix of emotions reported joy, grief, cautious hope. It really leads to thinking about, well, how do groups start rebuilding trust after so much conflict?
A really heavy but important question. Okay, let's pivot to something a bit lighter, perhaps. Culture, and specifically Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
The painter.
The very same. PBS and American Public Television are auctioning off about 30 of his original paintings from The Joy of Painting.
Why now? Well, here's the interesting part. The sources say it's to help offset some pretty steep federal funding cuts that President Trump requested. These cuts are hitting public TV stations hard, especially in rural areas.
So using Bob Ross's art, which is all about calm and education, to fight funding cuts threatening public education.
Yeah.
There's an irony there.
There really is. It brings up discussions about, you know, the value we place on art for community support and that whole debate. Should public services rely more on government funding or private fundraising?
Definitely. Okay, before we finish, just a couple of quick culture notes students might have seen.
Right. There was a quote of the day from Hayao Miyazaki, the director from Studio Ghibli.
Spirited Away, yeah. Emphasizing thinking in the creative process.
And also that viral story about Abdul-Rahim, foster cat dad.
Oh, yeah. The videos of him and his wife caring for all those kittens. Amazing work providing socialization for shelters.
It really shows how personal passion projects, whether it's film or animal rescue, can connect with huge audiences online.
So we've gone from food dyes and delivery robots to ceasefire talks and Bob Ross auctions. Quite the range.
It really is, but you can see threads connecting them. Consumer power, technology's impact, the search for peace, the role of culture.
And hopefully understanding this background gives you a better sense of the world your students are navigating through their reading.
We hope this quick dive into the source material was helpful.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.